please share messages.
Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship.
Recorded live.
This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here again to do some more healing. So, again, sit back and relax. And we're going to have a wonderful evening tonight. We have Sylvia on board with us here. So, Sylvia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and I'm so happy to be back here tonight with you. It's been a few months since I've been able to be on the air with you, and it's great to be back.
Great. So let's first do an entity release here. So here we go. I work with the bottom of your feet and work the way up to the knees and the hips. And here we go, taking these entities out. Now we're working from there up further, going into your power chakra area, moving up heart center, and now we're at the neck area. So we'll start clearing away here. And you might just feel the energies leave you. Sometimes pains will leave your body during this process. And now we're going to go up to the neck. Do that and go down your shoulders and elbows and wrists and fingers. And here we go. And now we're going to the top of your head and work down to your head, working your ears and your eyes, nose, sinuses. Okay. Looks good to me. I'm going to bring more of you into your body. So here we go. Tucking the spirit's energy from you. So stronger, 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 stronger. And you're coming in. So I'm going to count again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and get you in a little stronger here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'd like you just to sit back and relax and just kind of do a body check and see how your body's doing. You should actually feel this energy coming into you. Maybe a warmth or tingles. You might feel a little more heart-centered. Your body should actually feel heavier as you're coming into your body now. Next, we're going to do a chakra alignment. And we're first going to go to your heart center. And remember, these energies are all invisible. They are detectable, though, with a pendulum if you wish to actually do some sampling yourself. You can either hold it over yourself or maybe have someone else do it, and the pendulum should turn over each chakra. And if the chakra is working, say, properly, it may not be oriented properly, but if it is actually functioning, the circle should be a nice round circle. If it's kind of like maybe going back and forth or in an elliptical pattern, then it's not opened all the way and there's a problem with it. So that's one good way to find out. I don't believe it matters which way it spins, just so it's spinning. So here we go, going to your heart center now and moving that around so it's positioned properly. There we go, and go to your throat chakra, and now we're going to your third eye, and going down below the heart to your power chakra, and second chakra, and first chakra. Wonderful. And so again, kind of just sit back and relax. We're going to do an opening now. And we're going to go to your heart center first. So heart chakra, use the word spin to open it up. I normally go body width. If you wish to have it more, then just indicate that inside of your head. Tell your spirit that you want to have it opened up more. Here we go. Heart chakra, spin, 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 open. And going up to your throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Down to your power chakra, spin, 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 open. And second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. And that feels very good to me right now. Everybody feels fine. We're going to do the mind to heart drop. And again, I do this on every show, just about. And this you should be doing yourself. It's very simple. Think of your forehead, your mental body, your ego self, the thoughts that talk to you inside of your head, whatever word you want to use there. And you would like this now to drop into your heart center. And it has to surrender there. And it has to give up its incentives. It's free will, it's controlling energies to be heart aligned. And here we go. 10th floor is like the elevator dropping down from that floor into the first floor into your heart. And we're going to drop down. Now, I'll do it really slow first so you can actually feel the energy move. And when it gets to your throat, you're going to feel like maybe a little lump in your throat of this mental body being there. So here we go. We're dropping down. So the throat will be, in a sense, number 5, okay? So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, and 5. And you should feel like your head, your thoughts, is now connected into your throat. Now we're going to drop down into your heart center the rest of the way. So from 5, we're going down to 4, 3, 2, and 1 is the landing location here, we'll call it, the first floor in your heart center. We'll do this again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, and I'll let you just sit there and feel your heart. Feel yourself in your heart. Your thought should be there. That's the way you know that you're in your heart center. You can actually feel that your thinking is now residing in your heart. And this is where your spirit is. So definitely connect in your heart center. Put some music on for a little bit so you can experience this here. And hopefully you'll be able to stay there and use this practice all the time. just stay very peaceful now in your heart center. And Sylvia, are you there?
Yes, I sure am, and welcome to everyone. I wanted to say hello to all of you and tell you how much I really missed being with you on the Creation Light Radio Hour over the last few months while I've been traveling. And, you know, it was really interesting traveling around. I had the opportunity to stay in a lot of different places and experience quite a number of different energies and densities and so on. And it really made me aware of how completely and absolutely blessed we all are to have the Creation Light Show here with us. And, you know, I know from my experience with the Light Show that when you get to tune into this radio program and get on Ron's conference calls and his other healings, you actually begin to operate at an entirely new frequency level, and your whole space changes, not just you, but, you know, your living space, too, as more light comes into it. And, you know, when Ron brings in the divine essences of the masters and saints and angels and the beautiful light beings, as they come directly into your space from the light shift, you start to be able to hold more light yourself as you participate in the light shift feelings. And your space gets brighter and cleaner, and it's just wonderful. And I know probably those of you that have been with the light shift for a while can relate to that and have experienced people coming over to your house and really sensing the beautiful energy. And they probably, even if they don't know about the light shift, they probably comment to you on just how wonderful it feels to be in your space, because they're feeling those beautiful frequencies and vibrations from the light beings that are with you during these programs. So it's really great to be with you in this beautiful energy and to be talking about the light shift and learning about their mission here, carrying out the universal shift. And this program is really all about us connecting to spirit and our own divinity and making the change from the mental-based consciousness to a heart-based living. So I'm so glad to be a part of this, and I'd love to hear from all of you on the fast chat tonight about what you would like to do tonight and what you'd like to talk about, any questions you have. And, Ron, let's talk about the universal shift and what's going on.
Okay, well, the light ship, as probably most of you know, is doing the universal shift. And what that is the 2012 shift, if you wish to use that date. It may not even be that whatsoever, but that's how the predictions here are. So what actually happens is it's the way that the light can clean out the lower densities, the negativity, the invasions, by at least from us, by the extraterrestrial negative beings that are out there. And these are all soulless entities that was never created by the light. So these beings come into us and has created this, taken this beautiful planet over and made it into, like what I always say, a prison planet. So this is one way that the light can come in every 2,000 years to bring everything back into divine spiritual order. Remember, these darkness beings, energies, including the planets that cord you, like your horoscope. I put an extra R in there, okay. These energies should not even be coming to us. There's no reason they have anything controlling you. The light did not create you to be controlled. And so this cell is under the auspice of mind control, and there's much of that around. So the light has a way of coming and clearing everything out, and the way that is done is the whole universe that it created in light is turned off. Remember, everything is a vibration. So just think of having your house or even your whole city that you live in, having the master switch turned off, and all of a sudden everything stops. And at that point, the light ship is still active, and it can regain the consciousness of the light in all of the creations that it created and bring it back home again, in a sense. And the darkness has no way to attach because there's no light there for it to hang on to, which is what it's living on. So it drops away. And then at that point, the universe gets turned back on again. And if the original spiritual blueprints are recreated, then all of a sudden it'll look the way it did before the universal shift. And naturally, there could even be more stars in the sky or even less stars. It, you know, it all depends what happens. And also, different planets, too, could also be materialized, much like what the Earth Spirit is doing now. It's going to another reality of consciousness. It's going to eighth-dimensional reality, as we know it here. And it's giving up the blueprint of the Earth because it's been here, done that, and doesn't want to reestablish itself back into this low-density form, probably because it might be afraid of it being taken over again, just like it is now by these dark energy forces. So it's going out of here, and it's giving you a chance to do the universal shift with it because it resonates with your body. Remember, the spirit energy that you have with you in your body, this is not the one that looks out of your eyes, but the energy which created your body through the makeup of the elements is the Earth Spirit, and it gave you life. And upon saying that, it's going to allow you to go with it to another frequency much higher than ours, and if you wish to do that, you can. And the only involvement for you is to clear yourself out of the densities that the body has, which is the cellular memory in the body. Remember, this is a density that you're carrying, and this density basically is judgment energy, and you must get back and do wholeness and truth with your body. And this is a divine energy that the body was and you were created with. So that's the universal shift. If you don't can't make it, it's no problem. Your body just won't exist because it can't be rematerialized again because the Earth Spirit won't be here. It can only resonate to the Earth Spirit. So I hope that's perfectly clear for everybody. Remember, every frequency has to resonate to its given frequency of what it has created, okay? So all creations have a certain frequency of creation. And so since your body is created by the Earth Spirit, it can resonate with that frequency. The frequency of the Earth Spirit never changes, just like your spirit in your body does. And it doesn't change either. You may move up in consciousness, gaining more knowledge of who you are, but your frequency of your spirit is always the same. And so that frequency resonates with your body, and you're able to take your body with you as the universal shift happens. So what happens is your body is also dematerialized, and if your spirit is able to reconnect with your physical body's blueprint, then it can energize it over again and take it to eighth-dimensional reality. This is how the shift works. If your body is unable to hold complete spirit energy, then it will just be, in a sense, the blueprint stored on the light ship. It won't be recreated ever again. And from there, your spirit that looks out of your eyes will just move on to another consciousness, wherever it chooses to go to. So that's what the universal shift is all about. The main thing is it takes away the darkness out of the creation of light. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have a few questions and requests on the fast chat here. So let's see. We have a great question from Chris, which is, what can be done about people who are super sensitive to the emotions and feelings of other people?
Well, I have many clearings that I do for people. The emotional clearing gets away your baggage, in a sense, that you're living with. This is all the thoughts that came up in this lifetime from your ancestors. Remember, you're living their life. You're living their thoughts. And because these are all judgment energies, your body wants to release them. So what you have dealt with so far in this lifetime is the energy that your body brought forth. And then again, you know, there's also past life energies from your ancestors going back further and further that hasn't resurfaced yet. So the main thing is to have probably an emotional clearing. That'll help you out a lot. I do a sensory body clearing. And I guess I could do a couple of samples of these here. I do this on almost every show. And if you had it done before, what this is going to do for you, it's going to bring you up to date right now from the last clearing. Remember, these clearings start from the now and go back in time. They never go forward because the light only works in the now. So there's no predictions in the future with the light. So here we go. We do an emotional clearing. So sixth chakra, we're going from energies that you've experienced from right now to your last birthday. We'll just go back in time a little bit here. So we're going to go back maybe 3 months from now, okay? This is in the past. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And we'll go back another month from now. This is 1 month back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 2 months back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 3 months back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So just sit back and kind of take a note of how your body's feeling. The next clearing I'm going to do is for people who are overly sensitive to life. We'll just use that terminology. People who may have a difficult time going into a room. Maybe they feel people's energies and kind of get freaked out or don't like the vibrations there. Maybe it's people who are overly sensitive to food, different food products, maybe the air. There's many types of sensitivities that we can become, say, allergic to. So this clearing could possibly help someone that way. So this is a sensory body, and this is for this lifetime. Here we go. Right now, going back to your last birthday, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next month back, 1 month ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 months, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 3 months. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And again, just take a little note. You might want to just get up and walk, maybe walk about 10 steps and just kind of see how your body is responding to these healings. Most people that I work with, let's say a good 80% of the people, when they walk around, they actually feel a muscle is getting released. They feel much more relaxed, and sometimes bones will start to go back into place again. So do get up and walk around to sample the ceiling. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
I'm sorry, I think I was muted on my line there.
Okay.
So we have a request from Pranav on the fast chat for some type of clearing for self-esteem. Do you have anything like that?
Well, let's see what we can pull out of a hat here. Self-esteem clearing. I'm going to do a clearing for rejection of self.
Oh, wonderful.
This might be the rejection of your spirit that's with you. Maybe you don't feel like you've been treated right in this lifetime, and it's because of you, which could be because of your spirit. So I'm going to go that route here. So this is going to clear energies that you might feel, in a sense, betrayed by your spirit, for having your awakening consciousness think that you shouldn't be here. Remember, you don't really come from your spirit aspect. If you ask anybody and you talk to them about this situation on the earth plane, and they go, yeah, it's awful, I don't want to be here. Well, your spirit doesn't really like it either, but you might be blaming your spirit for having you here during this lifetime. So we're going to go back again 3 months. So we're going to go from now to your last birthday. So sixth chakra cleared. Fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And last month, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Second month back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And third month, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Maybe we can get some comments on the fast chat on how you feel here. And I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Let's see. We have a question from Caroline, and she wondered if you could talk about the subject of gifted kids and, you know, something about the fact that sometimes they get tagged and what will clear that off.
That's such a big subject. Everybody, in a sense, does have negativity on them because the negativity is transmitted to these off-planet, to us from off-planet beings. So we all have that problem. As far as the children, in a sense, being targeted, I would say that the ones possibly that are coming in may have a little higher consciousness than the older people. And they're probably here to help change some of the energies, so they may get tagged even more. Remember, when you get higher up in your consciousness, you can sometimes become a target for negative energies, but that isn't always the case either. But remember, everybody on this planet is that way because we're all in the same boat. We all have energy blockages. We all have psychic attacks done to us. We all have an astrological chart when you're born. And so right away, that should give you an indication that we all have problems here. And that's kind of the situation that we're dealing with. So it's not just gifted children or any children in particular. We all have the same condition. Remember, you may have been a gifted child yourself. And so as you get older, you know, you're still in the same boat that you were when you're younger. It's up to you to connect with your spirit inside of yourself to give you all the help that can possibly be done for you so that you're able to move forward. So I hope that answered the question there.
Okay, great. Well, we have, we have Sel on the fast chat, and she is asking if there's any kind of clearing that can be done for feeling drained of energy.
Yeah, we'll do the exercise here of I now increase my life force energy.
Oh, fabulous. That's wonderful.
So if this is new to you, what I'd like everybody to do is to, in a sense, put their hands in front of yourself like you're doing a prayer with your fingers going up in front of your heart center. You've probably seen that many times in religious paintings, etc., or maybe going to church, okay? And what I want you to do now is to move your hands apart equally and probably go maybe... have them about 3 foot apart. And now what I want you to do is, this is not with your mind, this is with your body. You want to move your hands in slowly, and at some point you're going to feel an invisible ball tension. It could be body width, it could be 2 inches away, and just kind of sample this energy. And remember, this is not a mental exercise because your mind will never tell you where it is. Your body has to be in control of where this invisible ball tension is. And this is actually your prana energy, if you want to use that terminology. So find it. And what I want you to do now is to move your hands further apart. And then we're going to say an affirmation, move them apart maybe 6 inches more than what they were before. And Kyle, type it into the fast chat. You can click on that if you wish underneath the light beam. Just look for BBS fast chat. And it's very simple. And you say out loud, I now increase my life force energy. So we're going to do this all together. Now, after you say it, then move your hands further apart again and move them in, and you're going to find that all of a sudden, lo and behold, your hands may be apart, maybe 3 to 6 inches. And each time you say it, then move your hands further apart and come back in again. And after the 10th time, you're going to feel like your hands are straight out alongside of you. So we'll do this in unison. So here we go. And don't fluff your hands back and forth like you're trying to make, you know, wind between your hands. That's not what you want to do. You're building energy that way. That's not what this exercise is about. So here we go. Pull your hands apart. Bring them in until you feel that ball energy. Now pull them apart about 6 inches more. And we'll say, I now increase my life force energy. Okay, come in and sample again. Pull them apart more. I now increase my life force energy. And pull them apart again and come in. I now increase my life force energy. 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 We'll do it 5 more times. I now increase my life force energy. 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 Okay, your hand should be straight out alongside of you, and you should feel your body kind of buzzing. maybe tingling again, like we say, when you have healing work done to yourself, what happens is your spirit can re-enter your body more fully, and the sensation of the healing is going to be that you're going to feel the heat, the warmth, the energy movement in your body as your spirit now is able to connect with you and to heal your body. So hopefully this has helped everyone. I would say if you like this exercise, I definitely recommend it. Do it probably 3 to 5 times a day, and you must say it out loud. And after a couple of weeks of doing this here, maybe 1 week minimum, you're going to be able to just to move your hands, and it will be popped up automatically within maybe a half a second. But you have to say it out loud to tell your body what's going on. Otherwise, you're in the mental plane, and that gets you really nowhere. That's thought energy, and the thought energy was not created by the light, so you're not going to be able to bring in any spirit energy to help you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. We have a question about the exercise, and the question is, once your arms are as outstretched as possible, and I think what Chris means is once you feel that that ball, you know, all the way out at arm's width, if you want to keep going for 30 minutes or 200 times, what then? Can you keep going with it?
Yeah, you can do it as long as you would like. The more you do it, the more energy is going to be coming into you. I probably wouldn't recommend doing it before you're going to sleep, okay? But in the daytime, you know, if you wanted to do it, in the maybe lunchtime or afternoon, if you do it, say, 200 times, you're going to feel a lot of energy blockages being released in your body. And then you're going to have a lot more healing. So this is one quick way to get into your body and another way to do self-healing on yourself. And what you're going to feel is mental shifts happening. So you might do it 20 times. You're going to feel like a little quickening or awakening of your consciousness. You might feel a little more alert. Then as you do it maybe another 50 times, it'll happen again. And everyone naturally is different, but you're going to actually feel much, much better when you get done. And you're going to be wide awake, and you're going to feel this energy flowing through your whole body. So, yeah, it's a very nice exercise to do. You can teach it to anybody. It's very, very simple. It doesn't, normally bring up red flags for people who are very religious. So, you can do it and talk to anybody. Back to you, Sylvia.
Ron, would you say that doing this exercise is actually bringing more spirit energy into the body and bringing more of you into the now?
Yes, that is what it's doing. And you actually feel that, in your mind, because you're going to feel that you're actually connecting more with spirit. You probably won't feel the heart connection, but you will feel the connection of being more alert, and that brings you more into the moment. It'll be the similar feeling as when you're being very, very creative.
So would you suggest then after doing this, then doing the mind-to-heart drop?
I would say that would be a very good idea. Yes, Sylvia.
Wonderful. Well, maybe next time we all get together on the radio, those of you who are listening can try that and then report in on the fast chat what your experience was when you used this wonderful exercise. Okay, let's see. We also have a question. Let me get back up there. I think it disappeared from my screen, so I'm going to have to go and look on the archive for the question. Let's see. We have a question from someone about how do you clear black magic?
I won't get into that on this show. I do a special healing for spells and curses, things like that. Not easy to do, and I can clear that from people. So if you're interested, you must have previous clearings with me. I would say at least minimum your emotional and mental body and sensory clearing, and maybe some other ones to do so that you're able to regain more of yourself. But I choose in this show right now not to go into that negative aspect.
Okay, good. And we have a question about how a person can know when they're on the right path.
The only way, like I always say, is to go to your heart and just see how the energy feels. Typically, we're all based in our heads, and at that point, you really don't know. You might be doing what is proper being in your head, but the only way to truly know, which is what the question is to go to your heart center and just see what you need to do. You know, you might have a job that doesn't really serve you, but you think it's okay because you're making lots of money at that job, and maybe there's another job out there that's equally successful for you as far as making money, and it might be more maybe spiritually based for you. So I would always go into your heart center and ask your spirit. This is the only thing that you have out there is your spirit to guide you, and it's never in your head. So if you're sitting down trying to figure out or channel energies or whatever, it's not going to come into your head. It's always in your heart. So you always have to go to your heart center. This is why we do the mind to heart drop. And, you know, ask your questions there and have your spirit talk to you. Your spirit will only bring into you spiritual energies that are from the light. And so a lot of people, as I see them out in different conferences and expos, they'll ask me, they say, well, I went to this practitioner and I'm doing energy transmissions once a week. And they want to know then if it's okay to do. And basically I would say no, because, you know, all your energy is from your spirit. Why do you need something else coming to you? One person said they went to this group and what they had was some type of wheel put into their heart center. I go, what do you want a wheel in your heart center for? I said, you know, it sounds kind of stupid to me, but why did you allow that to have happened to you? And they go, well, everybody else was doing it. And I go, well, did you check with your spirit? You know, did the dark side steal part of your soul to implant you with this energy? And I said, you have to find out yourself, you know. So the main thing is to always connect with your spirit. This is what I tell everybody. There's people out there selling, you know, pendants that hook you up to the dark side. And the practitioners may look wonderful. You just have to know from yourself, is this going to be right for me, for my spirit? And typically your spirit has the energies that you need. Nothing outside of yourself is going to typically fix you. And all the healings that we do here, these are all heart-based healings. Your spirit is at the doorway bringing the energy to you. And so nothing is done with mind. We do use our mind to talk naturally, but all the healings are heart-based healings. And I'd say there's probably very few practitioners out there today out of the thousands and thousands of them that are doing heart-based healing. The New Age metaphysical movement is all mind energy. And if you look at the New Age churches, that's what they teach you, is how to create your reality. The Secret is one of those here. And that's all using your mind to connect to the universe, to bring to you in your life what you want to have. Law of attraction. But they don't get into the law of attraction through the heart. They just talk about using your mind to create a parking place, etc. So you have to really be careful on what you're getting yourself involved with. You know, so that's kind of what I tell everybody, is go to your heart first, find out if this is right for you. If you're not in your heart, you're not going to know. And the light only works in the now. There's no such thing as predictions in the future with the light, because everything is created instantly in the now. And that makes the next reality. And then you're in the now again. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for that wonderful information. It's so important to all of us to really get into our heart centers at this particular time. And let's see, I'm reading back. We have one more question on the fast chat from Lee about, do you do anything that can help with detoxification?
Well, what I would recommend doing is get on the Wednesday night calls. We had a call this evening where we charged 7 containers of water for you, and that is $60 a month, and you have divine drinking water for 7 days a week. And I can't think of anything better to do to help yourself detox. This is what that program is for, to help your body get life force energy back into it again. And each bottle of water builds upon the previous day. So as far as detoxing, yes, get on the conference calls also if you like. They're $20 for Monday and Friday. And a lot of times you go into a room which has the hot tubs which do detoxification. But I have a lot of people who just strictly get on the Wednesday calls because they only have so much time in the week, and they love the water. If you haven't ever had the divine water to drink, you're missing out on a lot in your life, believe me. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. We're getting pretty far along on time, so let's take a few minutes maybe, and could we activate the light being and bring her energy in for everyone?
Sure. So if you're brand new to the program, and if you're not on the pages that we're on, then just go to Creation Light Ship Healing and click on it and scroll down, and you're going to be a little past an inch on the scroll bar, and you'll see a beautiful light being there. And this light being is female. I'm going to bring in her energy. And what I will say also as we're doing this here, we're going to be starting a Yahoo group, and it's called Creation Lightship Healings, and it should be active, I think, maybe within a week or so. So you may want to just tune in on that and check on it. Right now it's in the stage of being created, and people can share their experiences of the healings that they've had on the lightship and talk to other people of like minds and have a great time together. So here we go. The light beam is being activated. And again, that's Creation Lightship Healings with an S on it. And if you look at the picture of her, you're going to see her eyes start to radiate more light out of them. You're going to actually see her face probably start to move a little bit or lift off of the monitor screen. And the rays around her head will start to change colors a little bit. And you can blink your eyes if you wish a little bit, maybe every 3 to 5 seconds, and it'll actually change the perspective. There we go. And you're going to start to feel energy connecting to your heart center. There we go. She's activated. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
It's just amazing how that completely changes the vibration and the energy from the light being coming into the room. It's wonderful. So before we go any further, Ron, are there some dates that you'd like to let people know for upcoming ascension preparation and so on?
Yes, we're having a session on the 22nd, which will be a week from this Saturday. I had to change the date on it, so it'll be the 22nd of March. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And the cost is $60. You can send me an email if you wish. You can go to the creationlightship.com website and just click on donations. The cost is $60. Just send me off a check, but I need to know from you somehow so I can give you the information on the phone number and the PIN number on that. I'm going to New York. I'll be back at the New Life Expo at the New Yorker Hotel. It's at, I believe, 34th and A Street by Madison Square Gardens there. And so if you're on the East Coast, I'd love to see you. I have lectures there and workshops, and also workshops after the expo, too. And I'll be doing private sessions with people. So it'll be wonderful. We love the New York energy there and the great food places that are there every block, so it'll be a lot of fun. So back to you, Sylvia.
Would you like to mention anything about the new light chamber that you're bringing to New York?
Yeah, we are bringing the light infusion chamber. In fact, I'll give everybody a quick sample of that here. And this one here is... we're going to go to the lightship momentarily. You'll be out of time. And here we go. We're up on the lightship right now. And you may have felt a slight shift in energies. You're up there physically walking around. And we're going to go into the lightship, light infusion chamber. And this will be a 15-second process. So here we go. We're in there right now. And it's starting this second. I'll just be quiet here for the 15 seconds. Okay, now we're coming out of the light infusion chamber. And you probably feel completely different right now. I'd like everyone to get up and walk so they can feel the experience. And we'll have this chamber that will be connected to the light ship in New York. We'll be doing sessions with that on people. It's quite awesome what it does for you. It brings your aura field right next to your body. When you look at people before and after they go in and come out of the chamber, they look completely different. The densities around them are gone. Most people feel and have told me that their aches and pains have left them. I normally do between a 3 to 5 minute session, and it's just incredible. Even the people who don't believe, who just try it, are amazed at how much better they feel. Not everybody is awake. So, but normally this draws people to the chamber because of the high frequencies that the light beings have around my booth. So it'll be quite fascinating to go to New York to do this. We did it in Los Angeles, and it was a great success there. And that was at the Conscious Life Expo. So we'll see if you have any comments here on the fast chat. So how do you feel, Sylvia?
Well, for me, that was an incredibly powerful, 10, 15 seconds, however much we were in there, and I just felt so much light inside my body and so much healing take place in such a small amount of time. And it got me thinking, for anyone who's not able to actually make it to the expo to experience that, is that a healing that they can go to privately to have done?
Yes, I'll be figuring that out after we come back from New York on how to do something like that, yes.
That's wonderful. That was incredible. So, great. Let's see, we have a couple more questions on the fast chat. I think we have a few more minutes to go. So, let's see, we have a question about, from Sylvia, Rob, and kids, can we do a clearing on shame?
Sounds great.
Wonderful.
Okay, so here we go. I think we're going to go back 5 years in time. So again, it's from this moment in time. Remember, the light ship does not go into the future. So this moment in time, right now to your last birthday, and this is for shame, and we'll just see what we can do here. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and 4 years back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 3 years. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 2 years. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 1 year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And right now, for this year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, there's some more density there, so I'm going to repeat this healing here. Here we go. From now, 5 years, from right now, going back to your last birthday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 4 years. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 3 years. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 2 years. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 1 year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and this year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. That feels pretty good to me. I think we probably got rid of, it varies from person to person, but I would say we got rid of at least 30% of the densities of shame that we're dealing with here. Remember, when I do these clearings, I take your current age and go over and over them again. And it looks like shame is a very big one to work with here. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have a question from one of the listeners who, when we went to the light chamber just a few minutes ago and had that little bit of time in the light chamber, they saw the light flash kind of like a strobe light, and they were wondering if that was accurate.
The device down here does, in a sense, do that. Up on the light ship, yes. They are infusing you with pure light frequencies. Remember, these light frequencies go directly into your physical body, and it energizes all of your cells with pure light frequency. So when I go to events, you sit in the booth, and you do get infused completely with light, and you're bilocated, taken to the light ship during the whole process. And it's just quite an experience, having it with the booth itself. It's just amazing what actually happens. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. We have a couple of minutes left. Is there anything else that you would like to let people know about or contact information?
Let's see here. I would just suggest everybody to get on the $20 conference calls. That's your best bet for physical healings. What we do here is just samples of different various sorts of healings. Remember, the light ship does not work with emotional traumas or energies. They never created them, so they stay here on the earth. This is the responsibility of the earth spirit, so to speak. And the light ship only works with your original blueprint of your body, which is what it created. And so for physical healings, the light ship can do that, but they don't work with the densities. And we have those stored in us, and this is why sometimes it's a little more difficult to have healings. We may want one and ask, you know, that we do definitely believe in the healings and everything else, but if they don't work completely to your satisfaction, maybe over a month or two, then you do have more densities. Remember, there's 108 energy bodies that make up the physical structure. And if any of those bodies are not healed, known or unknown to us, you probably will not have a healing. This is why it's so important to have the emotional clearing done. This is like the silver bullet that changes your whole life and allows you to be more in the now, and your spirit is cleared, your emotional body is cleared. You're actually reborn again of the spirit. This is what Jesus was doing. This is what he was talking about. And you're reborn again of the spirit because you're completely washed away of all the densities in your life. And that's where I start with people. I always do the emotional clearing first. And from there,
so, Ron, just to clarify that for anyone who may be listening that's new to the light ship, so when people actually go up to the creation light ship to have a healing there, it's a physical healing, and they're using the blueprint of your body to return it to a healthy, perfect condition. But here on this density on Earth, we have so much density that that healing isn't always able to stick or to take place because the density is blocking it. And so for that, people go to you for the emotional clearing and so forth to actually get those densities off of them so that they can have their healings actually work more completely for them. Is that a pretty accurate statement, would you say?
Yes, I would say that is true. And there's other clearings, too, that definitely help. But the emotional one is the big one. And remember, the densities that you're holding on to, just think how many thoughts you have each day. And are you judging something? Well, the divine doesn't judge anything. And the judgments get stored inside of you. And this is why you end up having an illness as you get older, typically. Or you start creating illnesses because the body is bringing up the past in you. So everything that you're living is past life, whether it be this lifetime and actually more so your densities from, your ancestors. But your body has to start somewhere, so it starts releasing energies that are really bad for it in each lifetime that the body is created. And this is why we have our problems that we deal with. And the emotional clearing takes away what's on your plate in front of you. And it allows you to live in the moment and to be freed up from the energies that would normally haunt you over and over and over again. Remember, history repeats itself. And the history or the energy is what you want to get rid of so you can move on and leave your past life behind you. The light ship will never take away your physical experience, but they will take away the trauma, and the trauma is what's going to harm your body. Okay, back to you, Sylvia. Looks like we're about out of time here.
Yeah, I think we are. So I guess we'll just have to say goodnight to everyone now, and blessings to all of you. And today is Wednesday, so we'll be back Friday at 9 p.m. Pacific.
Okay, so blessings to all of you, and good evening.
Good night.
Good night.